And what a pleasure it is to speak to the Australian coach, Justin Langer. G'day, Justin.
And nice to see you in London, Eddie.
Very good to be here, mate, particularly on the day of a Lord's World Cup game against England. For many in Australia, the World Cup starts now.
Oh, it's huge. I wouldn't be dead for quids. England versus Australia at Lord's World Cup, and it's a huge game too. It's going to be a good barometer for all of us, I think, to see where we're all at, but we're all very excited.
Tell us about the feeling in the dressing rooms at the moment, from the outside and from a long way on the outside. It just looks like we're building up nicely at the moment. There seems to be a good steady momentum.
Yeah, not just now. I think it's been building up since about Christmas time, actually, and we've had some good results. We had a great series in India. We had a great result in UAE against Pakistan. And this World Cup has been incredible. So the boys are playing really good cricket. There's a great feeling in the camp, and we're, you know, these one more game and we know we'll be in the semi-final. So we're all really excited at the moment.
And, of course, it makes it a little bit interesting with the Poms getting beaten in the last game as well. So they'll come out. How do you expect the crowd to be? Because, we know that they'll go flat out at our guys, in particular Smith and Warner. Or at Lord's, how do you think it goes?
It's been really good the last couple of games. We've been playing against Pakistan and India.
And Kohli was
Sri Lanka. Yeah, Kohli was good. Safraz was good. It's the sort of spirit we want to play. And in fact, if you watch the whole World Cup, the spirit has been brilliant between the two teams. So I expect a bit of, it won't be a friendly crowd, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. That's a good way to be going into it today, isn't it?
Thinking
the worst and maybe getting something better.
Yeah, I think so. But again, we've become used to it at the start of this tour. So the guys, I mean, there's a couple of individuals, Davey and Smudge, who have been copping a fair bit, but it's Australia versus England. And I'd expect nothing less, actually. But this will also be a good dress rehearsal for the Ashes, because when the Ashes comes and the Barmy Army are there, I expect it to be pretty tough.
We know how you played your cricket. You've been a fantastic big bash coach in the big time. You know, you have been the coach of the tournament so far and what we've had over the 9 years in Australia. You're on the board of the West Coast Eagles, so you understand big-time combative sport. How do you translate that into the boys' minds going into these type of games?
Yeah, I think that the more simple you can keep it, the better. There's so much data these days, there's so much opinion these days, there's so much noise these days. The more simple you can keep it, the better. I've always believed that one of the tricks is to build the camaraderie within the group. If you've got great camaraderie, it's like the glue that keeps everything together, particularly when the pressure comes on. And in big games, the pressure always, big tournaments. So one, you build the camaraderie. And then when it comes to we've got lots of talented cricketers. Yeah. So the more simple you can keep it, the better. And I guess it's a bit like cramming for exams. If you're cramming for exams, you're in trouble, I reckon, or you might sneak over the line. But if you're really well prepared and you keep it simple, then obviously, or usually, you get pretty good results.
It's interesting that change, isn't it? It's almost like, as you say, the analysis had got to such a stage that it became paralysis by analysis in so many sports. And now we're seeing this, whether it's just the modern age of these young kids coming through now, letting them have their head a little bit, the success is coming in all sports.
Yeah, there is. There's so much. It's the same. I see it in footy. I think the first time I met Adam Simpson, he showed me a 68-page analysis of the game before against St Kilda, I think they played. And then there was that one. Then there was the universal one of the AFL. And I was sat there. We were at a coffee shop. And I said, mate, I don't know how you go through. If I got this at the end of the season, I'd be going bananas. So, yeah. But there is so much data, which is a great thing. But the trick is to find the gold nuggets from the data. And that's why we have some great people around us to give us my job as the coach is to sell the gold nuggets, and it's the guys behind the scenes who find those gold nuggets for us.
So how do we beat England tonight? What's the going into the game? What's the attack?
Oh, look, I've said from day one, there's been a lot of talk over the last 12 months about the way Australia is playing our cricket. You know, are we scoring big enough scores? Are we aggressive enough in the middle overs? Have we got the bowling? But I've said about this World Cup, it's just match play now. It's going to be about the spirit we play the game in. It's going to be combative. There's no doubt about that, which is what we love. But they've got some key players. I think if we can get some wickets early and we can expose their middle order, that's going to be important. And also, they've got some very good fast bowling. We saw it, and our guys have to be ready for that. We've spent a lot of the last 6 or 8 months playing spin bowling. We got exposed a bit against the West Indies when they started bowling quick against us. England will bowl quick against us. We've got to be ready for that.
It's an amazing thing, though, isn't it? For two countries to be playing sport against each other for as long as England and Australia has at cricket, does it still feel like the honour that it seems to for you to be putting on the Australian tracksuit, walking into Lord's tonight to take on the old enemy?
You have no idea how excited I am about this afternoon. I'll be in my room, I'll put my Aussie gear on, I'm not even playing. But when I walk through, Lord's is my favourite place on earth. Believe it, I just love Lord's. And I was lucky to have 3 years there playing for Middlesex. I've played some international cricket there. I can't wait for today. And there'd be the build-up. I'd actually would love to all the boys to, because we're not far from where we are right now in this hotel, for all of us to walk down together, yeah, get a bit of abuse from the crowd, and that would have been great. But the ICC and the security aren't keen for us to do that, but that would have been a great thing to do. It's sort of certainly up my sleeve for down the track.
Can you tell me, give us an insight, what is it about the Lord's that just makes it so special?
You walk into the long room, it's like a grandfather's hug, mate. Yeah. Like you walk back in and it's like, oh, welcome back, son. And there's all this, the memorabilia all around the world, around the walls, just the security guys, it's so strict and it's so posh, but it's at the same time they love cricket, and the grass is like carpet and the lunches are like a 6-star hotel, and the little balcony up there's just so much tradition, and it's just, it is a magical place, one to play. The walk from, as an opening batsman, the walk from the change room down the stairs, and you can smell the old cigar and you can smell the old bacon sandwiches, and you walk from there down through the long room onto the ground. Oh, mate, it must be like standing in the race before a grand final, I reckon. It's a great feeling. And I'm just, you can hear it, I'm so excited. And the boys, some of them haven't played there before. It's going to be a magic moment.
It's as good a dissertation I've heard on the spirit of a game from anybody. It's almost like you go and play cricket sometimes at grounds, but this is where cricket is. You turn up to be embraced, as you said, like a grandfather's hug is one of the great lines I've ever heard in that regard. Mate, get stuck into them tonight. It's going to be a huge game for Australia as a cricket nation. There's so much at stake, isn't there, to put behind what has been a difficult period for Australian cricket and really move forward.
Yeah, I've been so proud of the boys, the way they've done that. Steve Smith and Dave Warner, the way they've come back in, the way that the team's embraced them. We talked about 12 or 14 months ago about making Australians proud of us again. I'm so proud of the way our boys are going about their business, and hopefully we're making Australians proud of us again, because it was a tough time, and the way we're coming through it, hopefully everyone's proud of that.
Justin Langer, we're proud of you coaching our side. Good luck tonight, Australia versus England at Lord's. Let's get a win.
Bring it on, Eddie.